Let's go to Central Ohio right now and welcome to the show. We check in with him each and every month. That would be Dorsey Hager, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council, columbusconstruction.org. And for the past couple of months, Dorsey and I have been talking about these community benefit agreements, and they've done something that's quite remarkable in Central Ohio. And joining him today is Nana Watson, who is head of the NAACP. And you heard me talk about this on the show, that we got to reach out to those underserved communities. And that's exactly what we are going to talk about on the show today. Dorsey, I'm going to let you pick it up from there. It's quite fascinating. Thank you for putting this together. I think it's important that the public and our listening audience is aware of what's going on, and it's quite revolutionary. So you take it from there, buddy.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for having us on here again. I know this is my my normal slot, and I appreciate that. And like you said, one of our longtime guests, last month when I was on, I was celebrating my birthday, and you said one of our oldest guests. So I'm glad it's not my birthday today. I'm just a longtime guest, but I appreciate that. President Watson and I, we kind of formed our relationship about 9 years ago, and we started talking about common interests that we have. And obviously, she's a tremendous community advocate here in Columbus and Central Ohio. Her presence alone speaks volumes when she walks into a room, city council, county commissioners, anywhere in the community, Fortune 500 companies, other companies looking to grow or expand here. And I was telling her that when I meet with companies, they have two questions. Do you have the people to build our projects, and do they resemble the community in which they work in? So President Watson and I started working together to see what we could do to make sure that not only could we reach out to the underserved communities where there's black people and there's people of color and there's females and there's veterans that really need these opportunities and these jobs and a shot at the middle class, and many didn't even know about these jobs in the building trades, the lucrative union jobs with good pay and benefits to where they could take care of their families and retire with dignity and respect. So we just started working together, and you've heard me talk many times about building futures. We partnered with the Franklin County Commissioners and the rest of our building trades unions here, and we've created a state-of-the-art program that really helps remove all barriers for people that are looking to get onto that direct path to the middle class, gives them soft skills, financial literacy, helps the justice involved if somebody's got some things in their past that they maybe need corrected or some counseling on so they can move forward and be more employable. And she's been a tremendous advocate, not just for her organization, the Columbus NAACP, but for all working people and families and members of the community. So we reached out to Rob Dorrance, who's president of city council, and President Watson has a tremendous relationship with Emmanuel Remy on city council as well. And we started talking to them about these community benefit agreements, which is a form of a project labor agreement. And a project labor agreement ensures that a job is done on time, under budget, safely, but a CBA, we put some guardrails in there to make sure that there was an emphasis on local contractors. There was an emphasis on local hiring. There was an emphasis, the last CBA we did was at the Lennon Rec Center, about a $32 million job in one of our Celebrate One neighborhoods. We made sure that there was people from the community that had an opportunity to work and help construct and maintain that rec center. So people here locally in Columbus, people from some of our Celebrate One neighborhoods, some of the most underserved neighborhoods in our community, but also across the county, and also that these people would not only get the training that they needed, the wraparound services they needed to be successful, but they're also going to make good pay, good health care benefits, good dental, good vision, and a good pension and a good annuity. So I'll just kind of throw it to President Watson and get her thoughts on everything that's we've accomplished here in the last 12 to 18 months, everything that's been done. But, we spoke last month in our last meeting, President Watson, Jeff Hunley from the building trades, several other, Barry Pickett from the office of the mayor. I think Jason Jenkins, who's our new chief of diversity and inclusion, who's been a tremendous partner and advocate for all the work we're doing here in the community. We're recently appointed to the community benefits agreement committee, and they're going to look at these projects and they're going to make recommendations to what agreements can be used. But also, I think they're going to take it a step further, and they're going to really hold local employers and contractors and the city administration their feet to the fire, that if we're using these tax dollars and we're using them to help rebuild these neighborhoods and some of the work that's going on and stuff, that we want to use local people and we want everybody to have a bite at the apple. So I'll throw it to President Watson there, because I know she's got plenty to say to this, and she's been a tremendous advocate and help with us getting this done.
Well, Dorsey, just let me say thank you for those kind words about me. I was like, oh, okay, I accept that. I feel the same way about you, Dorsey. We've always been very direct, transparent, sometimes agree to disagree, but that's okay because we get stuff done. And I always say Dorsey and I are connected at the hips when we get ready to go talk to somebody about a new build in Columbus, Ohio. And we have been working on that community benefits agreement, oh, I don't know, about maybe 4 or 5 years, Dorsey.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
It was a long time. And what made us think about this was every time there was a new build, we'd have to go down, ask questions. And Dorsey, jump in. We had to go down to the city, ask questions. Who was going to be the developer? Was there a memorandum of understanding? I mean, it just became very cumbersome. So we all got together and developed a community benefits agreement. And that's a historic piece of legislation for the city of Columbus. It sets the tone on how they are going to do business with companies that come to Columbus to build. And I think that's good. They're looking at it through an equity lens. Because I tell you what irritates me, and Dorsey knows this, I do go to job sites, and if I see a license tag outside of Franklin County, that just makes me very angry, because we do not want our monies leaving Franklin County. So this benefit agreement is going to help solve all of that. I believe that it will benefit not only the companies, but it's going to benefit our community, because there will be people on those sites that are Black, the underserved, all of that, because we want those jobs to reflect the community, because they're in the community. Now, Dorsey, do I need to go on?
I think that you absolutely, but I think you hit the nail on the head. And I can remember, and I've used this word several times, and I'll probably use it several more times, Flash, because I can't think of a better word to describe her help and her passion. But it's advocacy. She's a tremendous advocate. You know, when her and I first had these conversations back in 2018 about building futures, with the Franklin County Commissioners and with Joy Bivens and with Ken Wilson, which Nana's taken this a lot farther as well, and she's been working with Mark Fluharty at CCOHF, which is a board that her and I sit on together, to expand not only building futures but also offer job opportunities to people in the community that maybe don't want to be a plumber or an electrician. Maybe they want to be a garbage truck driver. Maybe they want to be a Teamster. Maybe they want to work maintenance at City Hall. Maybe they want to work in the health department. So she's a tremendous advocate. But back to the CBAs and the community benefit agreements, I can remember going in and talking with people from finance, people from development, talking to city council people, their staff, talking to people in the mayor's office and his administration. And I think a lot of people looked through the lens of construction, where they were like, hey, this is great. You know, we're going to build, I'll give you an example, because I saw President Watson in the paper at the groundbreaking the other day. Hey, we're going to build this Adam H. Crisis Center, and it's a $56 million job. Well, most people see the press clipping, and then they drive by at the ribbon cutting when it's done, and they're like, oh, this is tremendous. Well, what about all the people in between that actually did the work, poured the concrete, delivered the materials, you know, put up the studs, put up the sheet metal, put up the HVAC, the plumbing, wrapped all the pipes, and did all the painting, did all the finishing, did all that stuff? You know, what about those people? Because those are tremendous jobs as well. And we want to make sure, and again, this is where she's been a tremendous advocate on so many projects that we can't even begin. You know, when she sees license plates from Indiana, Kentucky, or counties within Ohio that are outside of our, you know, Franklin County or our Central Ohio jurisdiction, you know, this money is our taxpayer dollars. We should be spent with the people, you know, here in the community building it. And if we don't have enough people in this community to build the projects, you know, we've talked about this, Flash, all the work going on, what are we going to do to expand programming to train more local people to get them onto this path, this direct path to the middle class, and do a lot of this work? So it was, I'm telling you, it was, and I'm not just saying this because we're both on the interview together, but it was a pleasure. You know, like she said, we're joined at the hip. It was a pleasure going into a lot of these meetings, and even a lot of these community meetings, you know, and hearing her speak with passion and educate a lot of these people that really didn't know a lot about construction or know about the union or the building trades and these opportunities, you know, that can be done. And I'm going to throw one more thing, and then I want to hear from President Watson Flash. But it was her idea to have the all-female cohort last year of Building Futures, and it was by far and away one of the most successful cohorts that we've had. And we're going to start off this year with an all-female cohort as well. As we talk to some of these companies that are coming to Columbus, Facebook, Google, Intel, Amazon, Microsoft, you know, they're very, very excited in what we're doing to train the next generation of the building trades workforce, specifically when it comes to females. You know, in the next 5 years, females are going to make up more than 50% of the workforce. In the union construction trades here in Ohio, they make up about 18% of the workforce, which is horrible, but it's still six times the national average. So if we can keep, you know, advocating to women, removing some of the barriers that they have, and that's childcare, and those are some of the conversations I had last week with some of our customers. And I know President Watson and I are scheduled to meet with Intel here in a couple of weeks and talk about child care issues out on their job site. But if we can work through some of those things, I think we have a tremendous opportunity to capitalize on the growth and the economic boom here in Columbus and Central Ohio to lift everybody up into that middle class.
Let me just jump in here for a minute, Dorsey. Flash, last Monday, I believe, NAACP and the unions have on legislation where you are asked, you want money, funds for something, can you please put a notation, this is a Black-owned business, this is a woman-owned business, et cetera. And they did it. They voted on the legislation Monday. So that was another historical moment, showed strength and collaboration between the city of Columbus, the unions, and the NAACP. So I thought that was key to note. And Dorsey, you'll get a kick out of this. Most of the time, if I see license tags from outside of Franklin County, I call Dorsey and say, Dorsey, this is what I found. We need to find out what's going on there. And he calls the appropriate trade and says, you know, she's over there, whatever he says to them. But it was interesting. I was in a meeting yesterday and meeting with this company and was getting ready to ask them a lot of questions. And all of a sudden the director says, tell them about Building Futures, man. Tell them about that. And I said, I will. And I said, a sidebar, we need for you to give us some money for that. So those are the types of things that we do that shows collaboration, that the county and the city and all of us are locked at the hips to make sure that individuals that have not had the opportunity for employment and make a good salary, this is their time and this is what we're doing for them. And it's just awesome. It warms my heart to see it. Our Building Futures class has 98% graduation. Our Driving Futures program, I always like to tell this story. There was a gentleman in a class to get his CDL. You can jump in, Dorsey, if I leave out anything. And he got his CDL. He left and bought him a truck and made some money. About, I think it was six figures for a while. Then he went back to the class and got another person. And that person bought a truck. Now they have a business. And they're making more than six. I mean, they're making six figures. So that's a success story for our program. I don't know anywhere else that happened that we don't know. Well, maybe it is happening, but I think that we've got the best program here. I also know that since in Hamilton County wants to have a Building Futures, they want to do what we're doing here. So that's another exciting opportunity. We want to take it all over the state.
And, Nana, that's the story we want to hear. I'll tell you, it's so cool that we got both of you on the live line today. Dorsey Hager, who heads the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council, and Nana Watson, who heads the NAACP, the Columbus branch. And we're talking about the pathway to the middle class. Boy, if that's one thing Dorsey taught me, that is a line I keep repeating on this show. Pathway to the middle class. I love it. I love it. We're going to be back right after this on America's Workforce.
This is America's Workforce.
It takes La Yuna to power North America with affordable energy. The men and women of LIUNA, the Laborers International Union of North America, have the skills needed to build and maintain oil, natural gas, nuclear, solar, and wind projects that are shaping America's energy future. From new energy tech to retrofitted facilities, LIUNA members do it all. Find out what it takes to be powered by LIUNA at LIUNA.org. That's LIUNA.org.
We're the nurses, firefighters, and claims representatives that help keep our government services running. We respond to natural disasters. We care for our nation's veterans, and we investigate discrimination in the workplace. We are federal and D.C. government workers, and we are proud to serve the American people. Working in more than 70 agencies across the government, we know we can fulfill our mission because our union has our back. Learn more at AFGE.org. Paid for by the American Federation of Government Employees, AFL-CIO.
Union members need to be heard. Reliable and convenient union voting has never been more important than it is now. Make voting easy for your membership by working with survey and ballot systems. SBS offers encrypted and monitored solutions that ensure your elections are accurate and accessible for every member through mail-in, online, and in-person voting. Visit surveyandballotsystems.com and take the next step in getting secure and auditable elections.
Now, back to Ed Flash Ferens with America's Workforce.
And don't forget, you can check us out on at least six platforms. That includes Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, and Stitcher. And when you get an opportunity, just sign up, receive our shows on a regular basis, and give us a rating. We always appreciate those five-star ratings, so please keep them coming. Forgot to mention, too, later in the show, we're going to check in with Fred Redmond, Secretary-Treasurer of the AFL-CIO. It's our first Friday with Fred. All right, let's go back to Columbus. We have two people joining us on our live line. One of our regulars, Dorsey Hager, Executive Secretary-Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council, and Nana Watson, who is president of the Columbus branch of the NAACP. And we're talking about this community benefit agreement. It's historic in Central Ohio. And Nana, I want to talk to you about reaching out to those underserved communities. And I know the National Building Trades, North America Building Trades, better known as NABTU, is making this a priority. And they've got statistics on this. They are making a dent when it comes to union versus non-union, African-Americans, mm-hmm. Latinos, and women. I mean, we're seeing definitely more involved in unions, but we still have a long way to go. Can you talk to me about targeting and a lot of this, everything, you know, everything today is about messaging and getting into those areas to show, you know what, there's a better way out there. There's a career. You were talking in the first segment about six-figure salaries. You know what, that gets mm-hmm. people's attention. Are we making that connection? How do you feel about that right now?
Well, I think that's the challenge, and it's both a challenge for us, but it's an opportunity for other people. People want to hear from a trusted voice in the community, that particularly in the Black community, we need to hear a trusted voice. Can I take that to the bank? Can I go get this program? And we're going to test it and try to break it, and that hasn't happened with this program. So I can tell you that. It was a very hard task for the NAACP to share with the unions that currently, right now, we don't see a lot of Black people in the union. And that was a big challenge for us. And I told Dorsey, I said, Dorsey, we have to fix this. We can fix this one trade at a time. Dorsey and Mark Fluharty, my other buddy, we did a class on diversity and inclusion, biases, because we want people that are different on a job site. We want people to understand that person, embrace their differences, because if you do that, it's for the common good of the entire community. So we did that, and we're getting better. The unions are getting better. They understand it. They're doing well. But communicating that is rather hard to the community, because they believe if you join a union, you're not going to be able to work after that job. That's not true. So we've been trying to dispel those myths about the unions and our program, Building Futures, Driving Futures, and all of the other ones included under our umbrella.
So do you feel that message is starting starting to take hold right now then?
I definitely think it's taking hold. I believe our partners, that would be city, county, the unions, yes, we're bound together to make a difference in our community. We're putting aside differences because we're looking at the end. The end is jobs for individuals and to remove them from poverty.
Right, right. Pathway to the middle class. There we go again.
I think she hit the nail right on the head. I mean, we go back, I think it was 2018, President Watson, I think it was November of 2018, actually in November of maybe of 17, because I think our first cohort was January of 18, and we had our first outreach event at Tridestone Baptist Church, historically black church here, well-known in the city of Columbus, huge congregation. And I walked into that church along with President Watson and members of the community, and it was packed because people wanted to hear what we had to say. And I'll be honest with you, and I had a short conversation with her after this. I said, you know, wow. I said, that did not go well. And she said, no, she said, but we're going to prove a lot of these people wrong. We're going to get this program started. We're going to get people of color into unions. We're going to get them into the middle class. And we're going to show them together what we can do to help lift people out of poverty. And I think that we've done that. And you know, we talk about this too, Flash, and it's an old saying, you know, big ships take wide turns. And I know sometimes it feels like, you know, you're kind of paddling upstream and you're pulling some people with you. But I think here in Columbus, we've gotten a lot better being a lot more progressive. And I think we've gotten back to the root of what labor unions did, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. You know, we worked with Dr. Martin Luther King, and we were part of the civil rights mm-hmm. movement, and we helped people, you know, because we saw, you know, I just saw a stat the other day, and this is why our women's cohort is so important. A female of color that does not belong to a labor union in the city of Columbus averages a little over $12,000 a year in salary. $12,000 a year. Now, we had females out of our all-female cohort last year walking right into a job making anywhere from $22 to $29 an hour, and that was before you factor in their health care and their pension and their benefits. But we want to take this a step farther, and President Watson and I have talked about this, and we're working on it right now here at the Building Trades, but we want to encourage people, like she talked about the two entrepreneurs that came out of Driving Futures. We want to encourage kids that once they go through their apprenticeship, and if they have the means necessary, and if they have the appetite and the work ethic, if they want to start their own contracting company, or they want to start their own company, or they want to move into management as an estimator or project coordinator or safety director or engineer, we want to help them. And we have all the tools and training necessary to do that. So we're right now working on establishing a union minority contractor database, not just SBE, WBE, but also EDGE. So that way, when these companies and these suppliers for Intel start coming in, or, you know, when these contractors are here and they're doing developmental projects, or they're doing housing projects, or whatever they're doing in the city or county, and they pick up the phone and call President Watson, or they pick up the phone and they call me and they say, hey, you know, we've got a goal here for 20% minority contracting. What can you do to help us? Well, here are our IBW contractors that are minority. Here's a great female-owned painting company that's a minority. Here's, you know, and we want to help them, you know, because we want to see these small and emerging businesses and these minority businesses grow too, and uplift the community with them as they uplift the workers in our programs as well.
And Flash, I think one of the things, I'm very direct and very honest and straightforward. And if there's a little hiccup in it, tell us and we'll try to fix it. And Dorsey operates the same way because we're not perfect, and there's no need in misleading people. There's no need in misleading people saying you're going to come out and you're going to make six figures next month. We can't mislead them. It's a step. It's a process.
Sure.
And I think thus far our students are doing very well economically. I really believe that. And when we go to the graduations, Dorsey and I are sitting down thinking, look at those kids. Because we call them kids, but they really are young adults, but we refer to them as our kids. And once they graduate from that program, Flash, you know, they come back. They talk to the people that train them. They go back and they give back. And they say, we've got somebody right here. And they tell our story. What better success is that for the students to tell the story and bring more?
Yep.
That's what you want. She's 100%. she's 100% right. The best marketers and marketing of the program are the graduate themselves, because when they go back into the community and somebody sees them carrying a lunchbox or a hard hat, or they see them in a restaurant afterwards, or they see them, you know, driving a new car or buying a new house, and they say, what in the heck happened here? Oh, well, I went through Driving Futures, the six-week CDL program, and last year, you know, I made $85,000 driving a concrete truck for Anderson Concrete. Or, hey, I, you know, got this job, and, you know, now I'm working out at Facebook for Turner, and I'm a union laborer, and I'm doing this and this, and they're giving me the training to keep me employed and have a nice, long, steady career. And a great example, and I know I could bore you to death and the listeners with these stories, but Charles Straley, and he'll admit to you, he's a union iron worker. He's one of our best graduates, one of the best employees at the Iron Workers Local Union. And he basically saw the program, was like, well, he's like, this'll give me 10 or 12 weeks before I decide what I really want to do. And he loved it. He got into it. We helped him with some of his substance abuse issues that he had. He's been clean since he got in the program. He's working his way up through the apprenticeship at the Iron Workers, and he does a great job. He was just interviewed the other day by a local news station here, and he's one of our teachers now. He's giving back. So he goes to work, you know, his 10 hours a day, because obviously almost everybody here is working overtime with all the work we got now. And then when he's done with his 10-hour day, he goes in and he teaches Building Futures for 3 or 4 hours, and he spends his Fridays and his weekends with his beautiful new wife and new baby, and he's giving back, and we're going to have lots of those, and we have lots of those already, and it's going to be great. And just to reiterate what President Watson said, when you go to those graduations and you see some of those people that have never had that chance or never had that opportunity or never reached down and grabbed them to try to pull them up the ladder where they're at, and then you see them with their moms, their dads, their wives, their kids, and you see the pride not only in their face that they finished something and they accomplished it, but also the pride in their family's faces, and then they come back 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months later, our program manager, Leland Bass, touches base with us and says, hey, you know, so-and-so, guess what they're doing now? And this is how much they made the first year. And this is the new house they bought. And this is the car they just bought. It just makes you feel really good. And it gives you pause, because I know we get caught up in the day-to-day minutiae of all the bad things that are happening around us. But that's really an uplifting story. And I think that's one of the reasons why we do what we do.
I also want to add, and this is a big win for us. We are going to be engaging with Columbus City Schools and other schools, because we want to take this program, Building Futures, to our students for 10th and 12th grade. So this summer, hopefully, keep our fingers crossed, but I know it'll happen. We'll have a class for 100 students, and they will be paid a stipend, and we're going to give them the young adult version of Building Futures. So we're very excited about that. And because, you know, every child doesn't want to go to college, so let's expose them to different things.
Sure.
And then they can make the decision, but they will never be able to say that they weren't exposed to the trades. So we're really excited about that.
That's why President Watson's a tremendous asset to the building trades and the programs that we're doing, and an incredible partner, because she's constantly pushing the envelope. And again, it's great to help that 30, 35, 40-year-old person, you know, that maybe's had some issues, get right on that path to the middle class. But what we're doing to do in these schools is give these kids the soft skills, the training, so that way, and President Watson's been talking about this for years, when they step off of that podium with their high school diploma, they can walk right into an apprenticeship or right into a middle-class career, and can take care of themselves right from the beginning of their adulthood, and I think that's a huge, tremendous opportunity.
They're essentially graduating to a better life, and definitely something that we want to continue, not just in Central Ohio, but all around America. This has been a great show. I thank Dorsey Hager for putting this together. Dorsey, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building Trades, and of course, Nana Watson, President of the Columbus branch of the NAACP. Nana, you and Dorsey are really, really close. I'm thinking here, maybe he's your brother from another mother. What do you think?
I don't know about that, but I do know this, that he's a good friend. He's a good friend to me. He is a good friend to this community. Dorsey has the patience of Job. Sometimes I call him and say, I don't know what this company is. Can you find it? Who are they? What does their diversity look like? How many people are on their board? How many employees? And he says, okay, I got you. And then he calls back within minutes. Because we have to begin, we do research these companies. I read the paper and I'm saying, oh, another company, Dorsey, do you know this one? Where are they going to build? So it's that type of relationship and friendship that we have, and it's going to be everlasting.
Wonderful conversation. Let's do this down the road, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.